Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Richard Foster is the editor of Virginia Business Magazine, which has been around for a long time, covering startups, entrepreneurs, big businesses, and small. And Richard, let me just start by asking you, what's your perspective on the numbers that we've seen in the last 2 weeks in Virginia and where we go from here?
Well, I think from what we're seeing, just like the virus itself, no one is immune to this virtually. It's affecting almost every industry. We've got more folks unemployed filing for unemployment benefits in the last 2 weeks here in the Commonwealth than in all of 2019. And the figures doubled in the last week. It's pretty massive. And we're seeing things that are kind of surprising us covering business, like, for instance, bon secours furloughing employees. We thought healthcare was pretty solid, especially during this crisis. And Chesterfield County, you're seeing a local government furloughing significant numbers of employees. It is affecting really across all sectors.
And what is the outlook when you talk to people, maybe not off the record, but on background? Do they hope that if we get to June and the virus hasn't wreaked the awful havoc that some people have predicted, if we're not seeing huge numbers of death, that maybe these jobs will come back because the businesses won't have completely evaporated or closed?
I think what we have been hearing, and again, I think all the economists I've talked to and business experts are admittedly saying they're being optimistic. I think the one thing is nobody knows anything for certain, but what we are hearing is that probably we will see another quarter that's going to look pretty dismal, that will probably look much worse than we're seeing right now. And then probably by the last quarter, final quarter of this year, we should see the economy really rebound very strongly. That is sort of the consensus that I'm hearing. Mm-hmm.
Having been through a couple of these crises before and having studied the numbers and talked to people about what Virginia went through in 2008, 2009, and prior blips on the economic radar, are there industries that are going to be lagging behind in Virginia that have routinely done well, and other industries or sectors that, should buoy back up really quick?
I think the whole thing is, this is unlike any other crisis we have faced in modern times. We're in uncharted territory. This is completely new. I don't think anybody really is venturing any guesses. I think what we're seeing is it has hit the hotel industries and the restaurant industries exceptionally hard very early. We're seeing massive numbers of unemployed. About 2 weeks ago, we were hearing about 23,000 just hotel workers in Virginia unemployed, and we know that number has grown significantly. It is really impossible to say what's going to rebound and what's going to change as a result of this. I think it all depends on how long this is going to last.
Yeah. I saw one story about a pretty significant hotel complex up in Northern Virginia that had announced that today they're closing down. I mean, I don't know if they're going to sell the building or not, but it wasn't just temporary. They were ceasing operations for good, if the press release is to be believed. And that is different than just saying, hey, we're going to take 45 days, lay everybody off, and then we hope to come back in 45 days. Which version are you seeing most as these press releases come across your desk and as you talk to people?
I think everybody, for the most part, I mean, most of the businesses we're seeing are telling us they're furloughing, their plans are to come back.
Yeah, that's...
There are a few here and there that we see like that that say we can't sustain this. We're going out of business. But yeah, for the most part, we're seeing folks telling us we're trying to remain open. Our plans are to come back.
Yeah. Well, let's
whether
hope
they can
the...
remains to be seen.
Right. whether the money holds out and whether this June 10th deadline is scaled back or whether that turns out to be the farthest edge. Let's hope that doesn't get extended again. I really appreciate it. Richard Foster, who's the editor of Virginia Business Magazine. We look forward to talking to some more. And if you would like to see, you know, a wide assortment of articles about different sectors in Virginia's economy, what a diverse economy we have here in this Commonwealth, you can go to virginiabusiness.com. It's updated pretty frequently. And it's a great resource to find out what's happening with business leaders here in the Commonwealth. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it.
Gladly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.